Hello and welcome once again to The Way I See It, and my name's Vanessa Coleman. Now today I'm going to be interviewing over the telephone a good friend of mine, Alan Smith. I met him many years ago when he was giving a talk. His subject is all about money. So without further ado, let's get on the phone and speak to Alan. Hello, Alan. Is that you?
It is.
Well, yes. Welcome to my show, The Way I See It. It's great to be talking to you. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you done in your life?
Well, I spent, apart from 4 years in business, the rest of my life in government service in a number of different situations. In the civil service, in the central government, and in local authority, which has certainly given me a very wide background of understanding of the system. A key important experience was the release of Britain's £1 trillion horror story in November 2010 by the excellent producer Martin Durkin. Now, this document was really a Bible on understanding what had gone wrong with the economy and also giving solution. Since then, I was so concerned that I have committed myself totally over these last years to understanding money. And if I could say one thing that comes out is money makes money. Money makes business, and business makes jobs. And to be truthful, hardly anyone in the Western world, from America, Britain, and the EU, seem to grasp the point. Because they maintain that our economy can grow when you are in extreme debt.
And you've just said that old saying that money makes money, and it is so true. Having been in business all my life, I know that, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit is the one that drives business forward. And that's why it's very worrying that the heads of governments, the EU, etc., they don't seem to be business people, do they?
Well, no, most certainly not. It is quite fundamental. Because money is needed in circulation, just by that very statement. And to think you live in debt and can produce an economy is a complete misconception. All that living in debt produces is more debt and more poverty.
Just before I rang you, I looked at the national debt clock, and I was absolutely surprised. It said that the UK national debt surpassed £1 trillion, but it also says the truth, however, is much worse. Factoring in all liabilities, including state and public sector pensions, the real national debt is closer to £4.8 trillion, which is some £78,000 for every person in the UK. What do you say to that, Alan?
Well, that is it. And it is so astronomical. And that we are living on debt. We are paying in perpetuity for everything. And the result to government is that they, day to day, go from one crisis to another. We well know the most recent is the paramedics and the ambulance service. And so the government are now having to cut down the services they provide. But furthermore, they pass it on to the local authority. Well, of course, the local authority are in desperate straits, and they in turn are having to cut down their provision for people. And of course, at the end of this, it is those at the bottom of the pile who suffer most.
And I suppose interrupting you there, Alan, I suppose the fact that you are now in a nursing home. Is it a nursing home or a care home?
No, I'm in a care home. And
okay, yes. And tell the audience how old you are now.
I am now 83 years old with a failing short memory, pretty much so.
Maybe, Alan, some things are best forgotten.
Well, that is true. I'm in a way surprised myself that while I have that, I have this, I don't mean to be bombastic, but what I see as a remarkable understanding of a government's waste of money.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on this Greek problem? How do you see that panning out?
Yes. Well, it's totally expected. And that is really the problem, that the EU is nothing more than a debt machine producing debt. The EU has no credible financial backing whatsoever. It has bankrupted the countries of Europe, and there ain't no money left.
Don't you think it's amazing that the Greek people want to stay in the euro? I suppose it's because they're not net contributors. They're the ones that are the recipients of, for example, the UK money. And isn't that one of the main reasons why everybody wants us to stay in the EU, because of our net contributions?
Yes, but it shows the further government and politician total misunderstanding that you can live in debt. The EU is on the verge of financial collapse, and all the talk, the papers, the government, the BBC, the correspondents, I'm sorry, but they are totally misrepresenting the situation. The EU has nothing to provide the economic world with. It has nothing to provide Britain with, because all it produces is destitution. And to hear all the comments about the Greece situation and saying that it would be a disaster for our economy, nothing is further from the truth. It is basically that, because it can't, by definition, provide improvement of an economy. I mean, it is simply as basic as that.
Speaking as a business person, I mean, quite frankly, who in their right mind would want to join an organisation that is failing? This is what I think is terrible about our politicians, that obviously they must be looking for the next job on the gravy train, because when you get people like Lord Lawson who advocates that we vote to come out, I just find it unbelievable that there are so many people that are self-serving politicians and they're not appearing to care about our country.
No, I totally agree. And of course, a perfect example was when the government and Parliament and the House of Lords agreed to 0.7% of our GDP, now that is far more than our income, in perpetuity to overseas spending. And that was really the last kick in the teeth to the people of Britain, because that was the final statement of we don't care at all about you. I mean, the only solution is, of course, stop waste. We cannot afford the EU. No. We cannot afford overseas spending except in exceptional circumstances. And government, anybody, as we've already indicated, must live within their means.
So really, the message for George Osborne and David Cameron should be, cut up the credit card, the way that, you know, they say to us, cut up your credit card and live, tighten your belt and live within your means. Isn't it? It's rather rich coming from them when you think that it seems everybody wants to spend something we haven't got. But of course, it's going to affect the next generation, our children, our grandchildren. And what are they going to say? Well, you know, mum, dad, grandma, granddad, why didn't you make a noise about it? Well, I know that you and I are making plenty of noise. But what message would you say to people who think that it's a good idea to stay in this EU?
Well, it comes from not understanding money. This basic thing of money makes money, and that is the essence of it. They are simply so totally uninformed. Now, here's another aspect on it. The prudent use of money is fundamental to society, and anybody achieving their life requirements. You cannot go into debt. So it's simply as basic as that. And really, you have got to get rid of debt before debt gets rid of you.
Well, that's a good saying, Alan. Yes, very good.
So the solution then is stop waste saving.
Yeah.
And when you think of the EU, 40 years it has taken to totally destroy our country, because make no bones about it, our industry's gone. And furthermore, with the immigration, etc., uncontrolled, we have destroyed the very substance of our country, as is happening to others. And it is simply so distressful. Our birthright has been taken.
You know, Alan, I don't know if you recall, because I know you've read my book, but it must be getting on for half a century ago that I had a road haulage business. And when I look back and I think, you know what, I couldn't have started that business in today's world with all the red tape and everything that goes with it. It's just so difficult for small businesses to make a living, isn't it, these days? Like, you know, when all these people like Richard Branson and the like say, oh, yes, stay in the EU. But of course, it's a different kettle of fish when you're big business and you can afford people to deal with the red tape. But if you're a sole trader or a business with a few employees, it's an absolute nightmare. And I remember when we had a grocer's shop, and we used to get this farmer who used to make the sausages and have the chickens and the eggs and all sorts of things, the pigs, blah, blah, blah. And then one day he came to us and he said, you know what? There's so much red tape now, I'm just going to give up. And after I've read The Castle of Lies by Booker and North, I mean, you can see the red tape has strangled so many small businesses. It's a wonder that there's still any small business left.
Well, you realise our economy is totally destroyed, and the information on that comes each year from the Treasury in their autumn statement just prior to Christmas. Now, that stands at trillions of pounds of debt, as we've already identified, and all the other aspects we've mentioned. And it is so appalling. And yet, the government maintain that our economy is good. Now, look, here is the crux of getting to terms with this issue. The Bransons of this world, you're talking about private money.
Yes.
And, of course, they just have a sliver of the top. But all the rest of the country is totally broken, with the result that you've been saying. You simply can't get loans, you can't make progress because of the overheads. And this is the crux of it. Debt is a total destroyer, and you simply have to get rid of it. And of course, Britain's £1 trillion Yeah. Just look at Quangos, etc.
Yeah.
So by a thorough, total commitment, you see, we don't have a choice in this. We are poised, ready to go under like Greece. Make no mistake about it. We have no choice. The only choice we've got is we have to get rid of debt. Now, the good news is that there is so much waste in government. For example, just take the basic point. Know where your money is. And we can make the savings and get into solvency and prosperity without harming the British public that much more. Mind you, we've got to be very specific what we provide. There have been far too many entitlements, benefits, but then Ian Duncan Smith is working on that. But it takes far more. It takes the moving of heaven and earth to get rid of debt. You cannot give up. You've got to do it immediately.
Last night, because I've just got to mention this to you.
Yes.
Sadly, over the weekend, our UKIP shop, so there was a group of people, because we saw them on the CCTV, four of them, hurled a rock through the shop window and they broke the glass of the second shop window, which, of course, has given us a lot of grief. So last night, when the guy from the CCTV was looking over the film, because it was needed for the police, he said what he really deplored was the waste of money that our council, and at the moment we're talking about Bournemouth Council, but the waste, he specifically said that where they could have bought a bench for about a quarter of the price, they bought seats and things like the sign that goes up on the bridge that says welcome to Bournemouth. That's all very well, but quite frankly, I'm sure the residents of Bournemouth would much prefer to have lower council bills than all this. I mean, there has been tremendous waste with our council, and if you multiplied this with all the other councils, I'm sure it would be horrendous.
Well, quite so. And when you think we have trillions of pounds of debt, that indicates trillions of pounds of unnecessary taxation has been imposed on Britain. And the truth is that the whole lower people, lower in the spectrum, should be affluent and not in debt and poverty. They should be in solvency and prosperity because of these trillions that have been taken from them. You see, I think people don't cross-relate. Everything has a cause. The crisis, the bank crisis, has the cause because the whole country was in such debt. It was destabilized. Business cannot work, or indeed the banks, in a destabilized situation. So on every turn that we look at and appraise this situation and try to get to terms with it and understand it, we're ending up with the same negative, negative, negative. And really it amounts to the government buying debt to get rid of debt. I mean, how stupid can you get, I'm afraid? It's just make-believe.
Well, I think, Alan, I'm going to draw this to a conclusion now, and thank you very much for your time and your consistent effort in educating us all with your leaflets. And I look forward to speaking to you again shortly. And in the meantime, have a great evening. Thank you, Alan. Bye-bye.
Thanks indeed. Goodbye.
Well, that was great. I hope that you learned something from it, and I hope the sound was okay, because obviously speaking to Alan on the phone wasn't the same as him being next to me. Anyway, until next week, have a great week. I look forward to hooking up with you again. Thanks. Bye.